3, 4, 5.
But that's what we're doing tonight. We have 4 public sessions every year.
Thank you.
And that was the 1824, he was born in 1800. His wife, who was born 12 years later, came over, I don't know what year she got here. But anyway, she obviously got there. And their first child was William. And William is the grand.
Configuration of the store change, that is the flat roof
became a root like this. So anyway, it went from this to this. This picture here, I really wish I had a better picture of that particular thing that we had. But not a lot of the pictures that we did have actually were not equal in 1948. Because this building here, the one that burned in August of 1948, it not only the store, but the house inside of this part here, of this part here, and the sheds and whatnot behind it. Actually burned on the Saturday night of the August of 1948. It was real calamity as far as the family was concerned, but within that was at the end of August. This is the building that was that replaced it back in it was replaced in the last part of 1948 and actually opened up for business in January 1949. A few pictures here. These pictures here, this is half the scene of my grandfather up here. This is the original shot. I say the original shot. This guy over here, who happens to be our youngest son, and he's the guy that went out. Anyway, this is the original John Thomas, my father, Morris Bradley, and my uncle, Gordon. I'm just going to go through these pictures, and this will sort of tell you a little bit of the story as I go through. Here's another picture of my grandfather with this. I don't know whether it was famous or whether it was infamous. I really think it might be infamous. This is the Bradley Cup. You'll read about it when you read, if you want to read it in here. This is a cup that was actually given to the hockey team in Cumberland County back in the late 20s. Now, I'm sure my grandfather would be a junior. Thought this would be a wonderful thing to do for the township, and I think maybe it was. The only problem is that when some guys get together from little towns in the, and they were little towns in other places, sometimes they can be overly exuberant, and there were great rivalries that sort of grew, I think maybe as a result of this Bradley Cup. In fact, I can remember something so well. And this would be in the 40s, because I don't think I really know much about the 30s. But this would be after the war. Where teams, at least teams, won the road regulations of the Bradley Cup, where you must be wrestling. Town of Bars, town of Fairfield, town of Montpelier, French Hill, and then Cumberland, and now I'm really trying to think about the very good of my town. Anyway, you're probably all heard of it about that in those days. What's going on a little farther here? This is a fleet of cars. Now, my dad is here. Grandfather, John Thomas, is here. My dad is Morris. John Thomas is here. I've got the Gordon over here. And Uncle Norman here, who married Hilda, my aunt, Norman Reed. And they lived in Cornwall most of their life. But the interesting thing in this picture here, I think, is this truck. Now, this is probably the original truck for milk transport. The rat is not only protected. From an open box like this to
trucks that were a little, probably a little more elaborate than this one, were still in the front. Eventually, they had closed trucks because regulations said they could milk inside, so they could close the back and so on and so forth. And then, of course, it went from the covered box on the truck to the milk tank that you see on the plate. And the period that the grab you were in the milk business, there's no transport business, went from 1920 to here. For like 7 months. Now, I'm showing some of these pictures here. This is one of my grandparents here. This is a wedding picture. That picture was back in 1894. My Uncle Gordon, who was my half brother, and his wife Laura. And my dad, this is my father here, Morris Bradley, my mother, Gordon and Morris. I told the story that this was after Grandpa Bradley died in 1932. It was rather interesting with my children, away from commercial industry. Grandpa Bradley, after he spent the first 2 years on his private in Blackstone, then put $1 million in a company that had a grocery store in the bank. I give that to my agent, so I don't know. It's not from Penn, it's a grocery store. This one, how he came to now, and that was in 1898. He died very suddenly in 1932. He came to now when he was 29 years of age. My dad, Gordon, picked up the pieces after Grandpa Bradley died. My dad was 29, but I was too beautiful. Now, my coincidence is this guy over here, my son, when he took over the store in 1904, he was 29, so 29 was the third. Interesting as far as the Bradley should be saying. Anyway, Gordon had some real health problems. He actually died in 46 years. After he had spent 2 or 3 years in the Royal Army Sanatorium, and in those days, he was a really real problem. Dad then was in the store business until he died in 1975, and that's when my brother Lauren took over. This is my brother Lauren here, and his wife Joyce. Lauren had his hands not only in the store business, but in the milk business as well. And he was a real mover and shaker now. In fact, he was a movie in the 50s and 60s and 70s. In addition to that, he went into the school bus business in 1965. So I'm sure you've probably seen yellow school buses, which showed school buses that came up around 1995. He started off with 2 school buses in 1965. And I think that company now has a little over 70 buses. Anyway, Lauren died, pretty prematurely. He was 62 when he died in 1991. Just prior to that, the Jackson was still on business for 22 years. Was sold to Jerry LaBelle. Nobody even knows Jerry LaBelle. Jerry had, he was there for 4 years, and he did quite a bit as far as the Bradley was concerned. He changed the concept of the store altogether. It used to be a general store, and then it was sort of a small supermarket. But Jerry, and this is in 1990, turned it into strictly to the writing on the wall, the role starting so far behind, and then I can do the computer and go on and on and on. Small business. Anyway, he turned it into a convenience store, and I actually went to the parking lot. He was there from 1990 until very early in 1994. And that's when John came along. He had been, he'd gone through our document and picked up the programs and business specializing in marketing. Spent 6 years with John's graduate of Green Fashion. And when Dave Cavell signed for me in 1994, John picked up the piece of the piece to the extent and this is what we did. This is built right on the floor. Certain things have changed tremendously over the years, but that in a nutshell is the brand is very close to the front line. But the grandparents, you can see two of the children here, Gordon and Laura, I think that's the children that you want to be sure. With the oldest, and the sister was in it, and the new little building, and the Gordon, and Irma. So that's the group up there. Anyway, you can read all about the brand experience, or what gives you the motivation to do that, before you leave the night. But one of the things I work for, so I don't know how long it can. Sometimes when I start to talk, I don't know when to shut up. And maybe if you have any questions, but last night I thought, you know, well, that's my reaction, but it's my sister's and what I have here are what I call some events that I have remembered in the late 30s and some years ago. I can remember days of World War II started. And I remember it because I was with my dad in a milk truck. Not that one, but the 1939. And I remember we were, and this is my UN2 friend. In those days, we were right into the front of the air, to the milk truck, and the milk truck. They would put it on the truck and then put it on the milk truck. Whether you were going to produce a dairy or what. Or a lot of little beers. There used to be a fucking town there. It was right down at the market on the East Street. I don't remember that so well. Because my mother's name was Nikki. Anyway, it was a very small little operation. Out there was Bassett and City Dairy. And, anyway, I don't know that very well.
Of war, as far as the
it doesn't make the difference. They came to our school, and I think they were there for at least a month. I'm sure it was a month. No, they couldn't get home. That was on January 8th. So you should
know. I voted for that too.
Yeah. Because these people, of course, the internet, they go to school, so I'm impressed. I can remember Trim Road. Trim Road, which you fly by when you never get to the mountain. But in the 40s, you know, the road was not built properly in front. It was low. The banks were high. The winds were low, and they can still blow 100 miles a day. But they would, you know, the road was blocked there. And eventually, you'd get over into a big front end load. So would actually a trench through this, literally a trench through. And no sooner you get the trench built or open up the one end to the other, you know? So, things have changed a lot. Again, things were blocked to block roads. And we have little sports that are doing the obvious. I can shut up and pray. I remember one road was blocked and we were in the little transport business, so we were doing the lobby. You want to go to the city, you can't get there, you can go to the top. Well, in those days, the railway service in that was because the CPR was lying. It was right there. The station was just on the left side of the road. I remember loading up, I don't think I did much of it myself, I don't remember. But anyway, I remember the farmers would come in, and they would load up these milk cans and take them down to the station. The truck would go onto the train and stop probably at 11 o'clock in the morning. Turn it into Iowa. You'd arrange to have a truck from the dairy in the air. Take it out to the station, deliver it to the dairy. Hurry up the milk cans, watch them, get back. So if you could catch the train at 4 o'clock, you'd get back to that and go to 4:30. I do remember that when I was bound, so we met. I say here, truth fails to survive. My mother's original street, I don't know what street is, but Queen's Myrtle is down, right on the bank of the Stroke Lake, exactly halfway between Toronto and Ottawa. Her parents, and I'm going through piles and piles of people on this subject now. Spent 2 or 3 weeks just reading old letters. I don't think my mother ever did. But anyway, reading these old letters, you know, they had to hurry up and get this letter written so they could get it to the station and speak very early in the evening. But that letter that was mailed in Sweden early in the evening would be in the mailbox and down the next morning. Because it would get on the train, and like one post office had a sergeant and whatnot on the train, and Godfather and Adam Faster. So I'm sure he had to get on the train. That was pretty good. Another thing I remember when I think of the train, I started thinking of the CBR and Adam, once the train service. And a fun thing to do, a really fun thing to do, right, is put it back. But if you go and pick up the train at the station at 11 o'clock in the morning, go into Ottawa to the new station, do what you had to do, whatever, like your chores or whatever, your errands or whatever, your food, your milking or whatever, and be back at the end of the station at 4 o'clock and get off the train at 4:30. We haven't lived through that for a long time. Something else. Putting yourself to think, you know, to stop for a few minutes and think about transpiring the little things. I do remember slaves driven by horses loaded with these huge blocks of ice. And these blocks of ice, of course, are very evil, not only were whether we've got bridge here. But, what about they didn't? Is that right, Lee?
They were police.
Yes. But anyway, I can remember these when they were parking stores, the guy was still ordering. I don't remember which block. The block of ice is there. So you can put it in your ice and cover it up. Refrigerator. Yeah. The next thing I have here are hockey wars and Cumberland County schools. And there's this Bradley Cup. And I really think that there's a lot of fun.
Almost worked for this
in the older generation to prepare themselves for wonders. Another thing I really remember is the trauma of leaving the after continuing to school after getting back and going to work at school. I would think school and after might have had a different experience, and that was before the black man. So, after being a real big shot, getting an after teaching work at school, and going off to work at school, where they haven't thought of the idea of who you were or where you came from, and they didn't really care. Ready to go with the garden, and Club in England. But it went from that, and these are people who didn't have a living and so on, but it went from that to Hockey Night in Canada. And I am sure there'd be plenty of things here. You know, in the kind of the size of living room trying to put the players together, and you could really put it in the crowd if you wanted to. So it went to that in
that's